Welcome back to Giants.com, joined by Paul Dottino. I am John Schmelk. Here are your three key matchups to watch for the game on Sunday afternoon at MetLife Stadium when the Giants host the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys and Giants played the first game of this regular season. So, Paul, one might think they're very familiar with each other. Not so much the case this year. The Cowboys have a lot of different personnel on both sides of the ball. Let's start on defense. Greg Hardy came back against the Patriots 2 weeks ago. The Cowboys are coming off the bye, and they also added Rolando McClain. Running back Rashad Jennings knows McClain as somebody the Giants have to keep an eye on.
He's a physical guy. He's an athletic. He can run around, fly, make plays. He's somebody we're going to have to be accounted for. This is a good defense that we're going against. We know that. So as an offense, we just got to execute our game plan and make sure we stand on the football field. Third down is going to be critical.
And, Paul, some say Rolando McClain is upwards of 260 or 270 pounds playing middle linebacker. He's a run stuffer. Greg Hardy is off that suspension. He's a pass rusher. And second-round pick Randy Gregory is back on the field after injuring his ankle against the Giants in week number one. How much better is this Cowboys defense personnel-wise?
Well, I think you got two things to worry about. Not only are those guys upgrades in the backups they had in there, because backups are backups after all, John, but you also have to worry about how they play it. So between the mixture of the new fellas, the kind of style that they can play, which, by the way, they've only done once against the Patriots so far, so you really don't know what they're going to do. But here's what I would say. I don't think there's any question that the Cowboys are going to try to load up against the Giants' run first and try to make them one-dimensional to throw the ball. That's clearly what they want to do. They've seen Eli throw for 350 yards against them before, and they've still beaten the Giants, so they know they can win.
Well, Paul, Eli mentioned it. The Cowboys not only had new personnel against the Patriots a couple weeks ago, the Cowboys are coming off their bye, they also used some new schemes.
Well, I don't know if it's because they played the Patriots, but they played the Patriots, you know, differently. They had a different, a lot of different personnel, a different completely different game plan for the Patriots. So it's hard to tell based off that if that's what they'll go back and do that, or they'll kind of go back to what they were doing before. So we got to see whatever happens on Sunday.
And, Paul, the numbers certainly showed a better defensive performance against New England. Despite the fact they gave up points, they nearly doubled their season sack total in one game against New England.
Yeah, picking up a handful. I'll tell you what, though, John, Hardy himself had two. And you can't discount that. This is a guy over the last 30 or so games of his career when he was with the Panthers had almost a sack a game. I mean, he is a ferocious pass rusher. He does an awful lot. And the thing about it is, he played, I think it was something like 80% of the snaps in the game. It wasn't like he was rusty or working himself in. They threw him right into the fire. So this guy's going to be foaming at the mouth to play the Giants.
Well, and it's not just on defense where the Cowboys have new personnel. They're also potentially rolling out three new starters on offense. Matt Cassel will be the starting quarterback. The Cowboys went with Brandon Whedon after Tony Romo got hurt. They traded for Matt Cassel from Buffalo. He will get his first start for Dallas. Christian Michael, he might not start at running back for Joseph Randle, but he's certainly going to get a bigger share of the carries. Then you have Lael Collins, Paul. He's going to start at left guard for Ron O'Leary. Yeah. But Colin Jenkins says it's not necessarily about the personnel, it's about how the Cowboys use them.
No, it doesn't change much. I mean, you obviously scout the different players and you understand what their tendencies may be and, you know, what they like to do, strengths, weaknesses. But besides that, we know, you know, what they're going to try to do as a team, as an offense, is going to be the same.
Well, Paul, the Giants faced the Cowboys with Tony Romo in week one. Obviously, it's a lot different now. How do you expect the Cowboys to play with Matt Cassel in there, with a potential new running back in there, and a reshuffled offensive line?
Well, you know, Michael's more of a Marion Barber type guy, John. He's like 5'10", 220 or so. He's a physical pounded down the hill between the tackles runner. You would think with a new quarterback in there, even though Cassel's been around a long time, they'll try to run the ball first, try to take pressure off of him and get that running game going behind the offensive line. So I think that's what the Giants have to deal with, at least early in the game. Now, Cassel does not have nearly the kind of feet that Romo has in the pocket or out of the pocket to extend plays, which is how the Cowboys have beaten the Giants for the last couple of years. So I do think that you want to get as much heat as you can on Cassel, because I don't think he's going to escape.
Paul, we appreciate the time.
You got it, John.
And those are your matchups to watch when the Giants host the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday afternoon at 4:25 in MetLife Stadium. For Paul Dottino, I am John Schmelk. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll see you on game day.